Time now for your letters. Last week, NPR's Claudio Sanchez brought us a report on the blame teachers often get for failing schools. David Power of Racine, Wisconsin, says the responsibility doesn't just rest with teachers. He writes, parents are ultimately responsible for their children and have the obligation to be sure that their children are attending school and doing their jobs. Students are responsible for doing their job, which is to learn. School districts are responsible to ensure that policies are enforced. Teachers control a quarter of the equation. Blaming teachers is a red herring. And Io Boykin of Columbus, Ohio, writes, as a school counselor in an underserved school, I do feel that teachers are scapegoated. If you ask teachers to make these gains, then you should equip them with everything they need to be successful. For our Mother's Day program last Sunday, host Leanne Hansen spoke with Project Runway's Laura Bennett. She's the author of a new book about raising a large family in New York City. She told us she takes a laissez-faire approach to motherhood.
You know, it's just things have gotten so crazy and out of hand with helmets and seatbelts and, you know, what they eat and what preservatives are in there. And I just think to a certain extent that can just make everyone crazy.
Tom Goff of Smithfield, North Carolina writes, her approach will be certain to offend millions of latter-day control freak mothers and fathers. Funny thing is, it worked just fine for millions of parents in the past. It provides an opportunity for children to develop their own personalities and interests, not those that their parents push them towards. And finally, a number of you said you enjoyed our interview last week with musician Danny Barnes. Phil Piller of Philadelphia emailed us to say, what a treat and a return to my days of listening to Danny Barnes' Bad Livers in Austin. Plus, the rapport between Leanne and Danny was so genuine, that interview truly seemed to be an overheard conversation. And Brad Price of Portland, Oregon writes, Danny Barnes is one of the quirkiest and most fun musicians I've heard in a long time. Love that twang. It's missing from so much rock, and rock music is less for it. We want to hear from you. You can send us an email by going to npr.org and clicking Contact Us. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend. Basically, it's so elemental that I was born this sentimental. Well, you came around to play up town, said I was your friend till the very end. It didn't work that way.
This is NPR News.